بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. It is the favor of Almighty Allah upon the people of Iman that Allah Tawarqa searches for occasions where His special tawajjuh, nazar, special grace can fall upon His servant. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was ordered by Almighty Allah to build a ship. There was going to be a flood very soon after. It was going to be a flood in front of which nothing was going to stand. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam's one son, not understanding that his son was not a man of Iman, he was a hypocrite. He behaved as though he's his father's, but his heart was with the disbelievers. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son, Irkab ma'ana, why don't you come with us on the ship? His son said, Sa'awi ila jabal, ya'asimuni min al-ma. That no matter how high the waters will come, we will never reach the mountains. I'll climb to the top of the mountain. I want you to understand what a flood it must have been. Whenever you will see water, water floods the valleys. Water never ever reaches the mountains. It's Sa'awi ila jabal, I'll climb to the mountain, ya'asimuni min al-ma. Allah tabaraka announced, la asim al-yawma min amrillah. Today no one will survive. When the flood came, how did that ship manage? The world created what they call the unsinkable Titanic. It had everything in it to prevent it sinking. It was not moving in the floods of Nuh alayhi salam. But the water was rough, and there was those icebergs. That which was made by billionaires for billionaires. It was made with the best of technology. That could not survive. How do you think this one ship survived? A flood that was going to reach the top of the mountains. Allah Tawarukala said to him, وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, that you will build a ship under our gates. You will build a ship under our gates. It is called the nazar of Allah. When Allah's special nazar falls on anything or anyone, that individual, that item becomes specially protected. Allah's nazar fell on the Kaaba. The armies of Abraha came. No one to protect the Kaaba. Kaaba stood and everything else had. One nazar of Allah. It fell on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He puts his head out of the tent. Someone is guarding him. He said, there's no need for any guard. Allah has taken responsibility. No one will harm me. On a journey, a person manages to get through. He loves the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no sahabi protecting around. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up. One man is in front of him. He got a sword. May yamna'uka minni. He says, who will protect you now? As he lifts the sword, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah. What was that nazar of Allah? The man who was a master of a sword couldn't hold the sword. He began shivering, the sword falls, he can't pick it up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks up the sword and he says, now you answer the question. Who will protect you from me? The man got no answer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, just go. We are entering a world where through technology and the burst of technology and the evils that come around with it, we are entering a flood zone. And in this flood, even in the high mountains, a person will not be protected. Protection will be when he comes under the special gaze of Almighty. I have to come, you have to come, our children have to come. Whoever will enter under the gaze, even the floods of the era will not be able to wash him away. as that boat of Nuh alayhi salam moved, and it moved so peacefully, although around it were the worst of floods. An individual who today enters under Allah's special nazar, you will find in the era of floods, he will also sail. Not only will he sail, he will become like a ship himself, where he will be able to tell others, you also get on. I'm moving on this road, many have to reach Allah, we can also reach. But we need Allah's special gaze. Allah Tawarukala in His kindness to give us this gaze. Allah Tawarukala brings occasions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi nafahat, that there will always be those special occasions of Allah. He said, you must just go search for them. On that occasion, a certain wind blows. It is called the winds of acceptance. A certain nazar falls. It is called the special attention of Almighty Allah. A dua that is put up at that moment, that dua gets carried by the winds to the arsh of Allah. We have today reached one of those occasions. Arafat is an occasion. Mina is an occasion. Allah in His kindness take us all for Hajj. Just to find that occasion. To find the times where dua are readily accepted. So I will mention for you now a few. And when we find this occasion, let us not lose it. One is, whenever an individual gets the chance to emulate an action of the selected of Allah of the past. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, Ma hadhihi al-adaha ya Rasulullah, that this adahi that we are making, udhiyah, what is it? What's the basis of it? What's the story behind it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It was a part which your father took, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah wanted you to relive it. Think of the beauty of Islam. Any other great man in the past, if he did an action, the most that the world could have said is, I'll take a snap. The most that they could have done is build a statue. They could have put an imarat, barae imarat, just a statue. But when you have a statue, the statue stands. People go around it and have a picnic. No one's dua gets accepted around a statue. No one gets special nazar of Allah around a statue. Even the statue gets nothing. The most that the statue will get is one bird will sit on his head. And when the bird wants to do its droppings, he'll drop it on the statue. That man who had a statue lifted up, even the bird never respected him. That individual, if the world wanted, they could have made a statue of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And next to him was Ismail alayhi salam. They could have been a knife. And then all the people on the day of Eid will go say, go for a picnic. Tell your children, that's Ibrahim, that's Ismail, that's the knife, that's the sheep. And then they say, wow, everyone eats and goes. But the purpose of emulating was not that. Allah Tabarakallah wanted that not, that we must see the spirits. We must love the spirits. Ibrahim alayhi salam had the spirit and he got the tawajjuh nazar of Allah. Me and you must love that spirit. Learn that spirit. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he leaves the mother of Ismail alayhi salam and his child. She says, where are you going, my master? Ibrahim alayhi salam is quiet. She has been left in a barren era. Barren area. No water. No food. A poet says he left her in such a place that it seems even death would have been scared to approach that place. There was nothing there. You leave a mother and a child. And she asked one question. She had the spirit. Hal amarakallah bihala. That is, that's what Allah wants. All Ibrahim alayhi salam has to move his head. That this is what Allah wants. What a spirit that mother had. Then she ran between Safa and Marwa, looking for some help. There's no husband. There's no master. She runs for one. She runs for another. She runs for another. She had the spirit. Allah Tawarakala wanted the ummah to learn that spirit. So tell the ending, whoever will go for Hajj, when that place comes between the two lights, the
in the men of this ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, you will love the spirit so much, even where she ran, you must run. When she ran, she had the spirit, Allah's nazar fell on her. She became the selector of Allah. When me and you run, we don't have the spirit. But Allah says, as long as you are learning the spirit, I'll give you my nazar also. Have you ever seen when you run between the two lines? After you run, you climb the mountain, what you do after that? You lift up your hands and you start making dua. Why? I learned the spirit Allah. Now is the time of dua. Ibrahim alayhi salam is going to slaughter Ismail alayhi salam. The devil comes in front. Ibrahim alayhi salam takes a stone and he pelts the devil. He had the spirit. Allah loved that pelting so much. Allah's special attention falls. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. Allah says, remember my Ibrahim, how he fulfilled his promise. When me and you, Allah take us again and again for Hajj and Umrah. When we go for Hajj, you will see the Jamarat. You will have your small stone. He had the spirit and he threw it. Almighty Allah said, I gave him my nazar. He became Ibrahim. I want you to get my nazar. But we don't have the spirit. We're not going to sacrifice a son. Almighty Allah says, doesn't matter, just throw the stone. As long as you relive the occasion, you got my nazar. As soon as that nazar falls, what we do after? Then you make dua. As soon as the pelting takes place, immediately, the hand is lifted, the eye is lifted, Allah's special nazar comes. You behaving like my Ibrahim, I will treat you like my Ibrahim. To find the occasion, at that moment when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam brings the knife to the throat of Ismail alayhi salam, and then Allah tabarakala sends Jibreel alayhi salam down, and the ram from Jannah is brought, and Ismail alayhi salam is moved away. At that time, as Ibrahim alayhi salam puts the knife on that animal, Jibreel alayhi salam says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ismail alayhi salam says, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughters, he says, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. They had that spirit. Ismail alayhi salam had the spirit where he said, my father, I'll lie down. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Even when that knife is going through my throat, you will find your son not shaking. He said, inshallah, you will find me to be patient again. If this is what Allah wants. At that moment, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that word that he used, Jibreel alayhi salam said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ismail alayhi salam says, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And he slaughters. What a nazar he got. Because he had the spirit. Almighty Allah in his kindness, he wanted me and you to get that same nazar. But we don't have the spirit. Again it was said, even if you don't have the spirit, love the spirit. Today when me and you are going to slaughter, understand that we are saying this, Allahu Akbar, when you're walking. After every salah we'll say it. Going back home we'll say it. During the day say it. Every time you say it, Allah's special nazar. At that time, make a dua. Make me like the ship of Nuh alayhi salam. Make me like your selected servants. Grant me such that my honor, my name is mentioned while I'm alive. After I die, Allah in your courts. Protect me and my children. This is the time for dua. It is to find the spirits. Love the spirits. For which reason a person must understand. See, Safa Marwa, who ran it? A woman ran it. A man never ran it. But when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the world, he said the man must run it, not a woman. Someone could have asked, but a woman ran it. And now you're telling the man to run it, not the woman. Why? Because to learn to love the spirit, we will learn it from the Rasul of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How he taught us to do it, it will be done because to get that nazar. Now if a woman has to run that Safa Marwa, that nazar which was the purpose of it will be lifted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Fatima radiallahu anha, stand up for your animal. Your animal is going to be slaughtered. Be there, present. Before that drop of blood hits the ground, your every sin will be forgiven. He said on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will increase its weight up to 70 times. And then it will be put on the scale. Witness it. But at the same time, he taught the woman how to witness it. If it had to be a party, a picnic, there's some places we visited, they asked us, can we come for the Eidgah? Going for the Eidgah, we said, no problem. My one friend immediately said, no, don't go. I asked why, he said, it's not an Eidgah, it's an Eid party. I asked, what's an Eid party? He said, they have the jungle gym also. They have the picnic area. They have the stalls. People come, the Eid takes place, the slaughtering takes place, the mixing and entertainment takes place. They advertise it, it's a full day. But on that full day, as soon as a man and a woman look at each other, and Almighty Allah was not happy with that look of Allah turns away. And what was supposed to be attained by slaughtering the animal, that before the blood drops, your every sin is forgiven, on that Eidgah, Allah's nazar doesn't even fall. To learn, to get the spirit, to get that nazar of Allah, we needed the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach us. Let it not be a day of partying. It is a day when that knife is put, and the person will say, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My ibadah Allah is for you. My sacrifice Allah is for you. My living Allah is for you. My dying Allah is for you. Everything is for you. Then you will put it and say, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. Allah minka walak. That this has come from you Allah. Yes, I'm sacrificing for you Allah. If you ask me to sacrifice my life, and may Allah make it, that the day when comes, where this life has to be sacrificed for Allah, on that day we must not become a coward. And as so many Eids, we were ready to put the knife by the animal and say, today you ask for this and I'm giving this. Say, Allah, the day you ask for this, the day you will ask for this life, Allah, on that day, as you always allowed me to sacrifice the animal for you happily, on that day allow me to sacrifice my life for you happily. May Allah Tabarakala accept on behalf of all of us. May Allah Tabarakala, before that drop of blood touches the ground, let the sin of every one of us be forgiven. May Allah make it that as this khutbah will now take place, and you will hear this, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then that special gaze of Allah will fall. Then the dua will be made. May it be a dua which gets acceptance in the court of Allah, like the duas of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. May Allah, in the blessings of this day, in the blessings of the slaughtering of this day, in the blessings of learning how to get that spirit from the selected servants of Allah, Allah grant us the occasions that we can find it during the days of Hajj. We can find it when pelting Jamarat. We can all find it on the plains of Arafat. We can find it in the Eidgahs. We can find it when walking home and saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Let it not be that when so much of Allah's gaze is coming, we make the one mistake of spoiling it with making a sin on those most unique occasions. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.